Make sure to stick with us into the second hour. You can hear from K-State women's basketball coach Jeff Mitty. Also, a Snapchat video has a transfer to the KU basketball program in some hot water today. We'll finish things off with You Can't Be Serious. Very sad news out of the NFL earlier this afternoon. This just coming out about 2 hours ago, but Dan Rooney, the chairman of the Pittsburgh Steelers and one of the most iconic NFL executives of all time, has died at the age of 84. He had been basically around the sport for his entire life. His father, Art, was the founder of the franchise. He took over as the president and CEO of the franchise back in the 70s and served in that role until the 2000s when he handed it off to his son. And really, when you talk about the most well-known executives in the history of the NFL, you're talking about Dan Rooney, probably Al Davis you would put in there as well. I think Lamar Hunt may have a seat at that table with his process with merging the AFL and the NFL and creating the Super Bowl. I think Dan Rooney may be number one on that list, and he was definitely one of the most liked executives in the NFL, which is rare. It's rare to have an executive that is around that long and is liked so universally because it's just the nature of the business that you're going to do some things that make people unhappy, and you're going to have to sever some relationships over the course of time. I mean, as a business, it's just hard to go through that for that long and be so universally respected. But it certainly seems like Dan Rooney was a guy that fit that mold. Obviously, we aren't Steelers fans, so it doesn't impact us quite as much. But the Steelers have a pretty good following here in Manhattan. I know a lot of Steelers fans. And this has to be a really sad day for them because Dan Rooney was the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Steelers are one of the most successful franchises in the NFL. They do have the most postseason wins of any NFL team. And it's going to be interesting. It's a totally new NFL to me with Dan Rooney no longer with us.
A lot of Steelers players have been coming out in tribute to Dan Rooney. Just saw something on Instagram from Antonio Brown with his picture with with Dan. I mean, at the time, Dan wasn't looking the best.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I'm
Antonio
looking at the same
Brown was right there, yeah, chatting with him and having a good time. And I've been reading on things on Twitter and, you know, just comments on articles, and it's just it is complete respect for him. And a lot of the comments kind of share the same tone when talking about him, where he cared about the fans. Now, I can't really elaborate what all that means, but apparently he really cared. Let's be real. There's some bad NFL owners out there, in my opinion. I mean, I won't get into too much detail,
sure.
But I would not put Dan Rooney in that
category. No, not at all. And one of the reasons I think that he is remembered in such high esteem is because of some of the things that he accomplished aside from just leading a successful NFL franchise. You'll recall the Rooney Rule, as it's known or as it was named, which was created in 2003 and requires teams to interview candidates that are minorities for head coaching and senior football operations positions. That's significant. That is a legacy in itself, and that just happens to be one of many things that Dan Rooney accomplished. He was also the U.S. ambassador to Ireland from 2009 to 2012. He was appointed by President Obama to serve in that role. He's done so many things aside from just leading the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I think that he was the kind of guy that the NFL needs more of, especially at this day and age with the problems in the NFL. We're talking about the domestic violence issues. We're talking about race issues, viewership issues, a lot of problems with the NFL right now. But Dan Rooney was a solution. He was not a problem. And the NFL needs more executives like him. Hopefully there are some young up-and-coming executives that have learned from him and will follow his example and make the NFL into a better product than it currently is. But anyway, that is one of the big headlines today, and I'm sure it will be talked about at length for the next several days. One other little headline from the NFL that I thought was interesting, just because we're already on that topic. Marshawn Lynch, is a is one of the better running backs that we've seen over the last 10 years or so. He's certainly a polarizing figure with the way that he handles things with the media, et cetera, et cetera. He retired last year, choosing to not go back to the Seattle Seahawks. It looks like he's eyeing a return and in a place that would match him up against the Kansas City Chiefs twice a season if he manages to come to an agreement. He is apparently in talks with the Oakland Raiders at the moment. It would be very strange to see Marshawn Lynch in the silver and black, but that looks like it's pretty close to becoming a reality.
A couple of things, I think, why Marshawn would like to go to the Raiders. One, I think in his eyes he's a Hall of Famer.
In his eyes?
Yeah, yeah. In my eyes, too. I think he is if he keeps playing. I mean, he certainly has the numbers, good numbers, after 9 years in the league. But he also wants to be part of the franchise in Las Vegas. I wouldn't blame him for that. Thing is, though, about this, the Seahawks actually contractually have the rights to Marshawn Lynch. He still has 2 years left on his Seattle contract. So if he is reinstated, he is basically obligated to go back to Seattle.
Unless
and play
they
two
trade
more
him.
Years. That's the thing. They can trade for him, but there's a lot of worth when it comes to
right.
Marshawn Lynch. And I don't know what they'd go for the Oakland Raiders, but I'm sure they could work something out.
Well, whether Marshawn Lynch is in the league or not, that doesn't do a whole lot for me as far as like my desire to sit down and watch games. I mean,
hey man, fantasy football, he was always my
pick. Sure. And he will always be most famous for not getting the ball at the 1 yard line in that Super Bowl against the Patriots, but that doesn't do a whole lot for me. And whether he's in Seattle or not isn't really relevant, because Seattle to me is a team that I watch for Tyler Lockett, and that's about it. I mean, I don't really, you know, Sherman, I don't really care to like sit down and watch him play. Russell Wilson is a good quarterback, but that doesn't really move the needle much for me. It's Tyler Lockett. That's why I watch the Seahawks. And so Marshawn Lynch, even if he returned to Seattle, wouldn't really affect how much I follow that team.
And according to Adam Schefter, who's been really on top of this story for ESPN, he says eventually it'll happen. Marshawn Lynch will become an Oakland Raider at some point.
Hmm.
It should be soon, or sooner rather than later. But Marshawn is also looking to not play a whole lot. I mean, when I say a whole lot, not a long contract, like a 4 or 5 year contract. He's
right.
looking for something shorter
okay.
and to still get paid.
Okay. Well, that'll be interesting to see. And I think actually that would be a good landing spot for him, or at least from the perspective of the Raiders, because the Raiders with Carr at quarterback were a great passing team last year, a great passing offense, but they didn't have that balance that allowed them to run the ball and control the clock, and then their defense just got torched. Well, if they have Marshawn Lynch in the mix, that definitely could make them the favorite to win the AFC West next year. I think it's going to be a very deep division once again. Going to head to our final break of this first hour. Remember to stay with us through the second hour for a hot take on Big 12 football, plus the coach of the Kansas State women's basketball team, Jeff Mitty. Hour one concludes next on News Radio KMAN.